After police announced they had caught the surviving Marathon bombing suspect, after the shrill sound of police sirens receded into the distance, and after the car horns ceased honking in celebration, homeowners in Watertown were left to face bullets and shrapnel embedded in their homes.
The damage was 10 holes on the west side of the house. Some of the bullets came all the way through the house.
Andy Fellner and his family of four live here on Laurel Street.
Some of them are lodged kind of in between the ceiling floor from going from one floor to another.
In the early morning of April 19th, Watertown police exchanged bullets with Tamerlan and Johar Tsarnaev. Several slugs from police penetrated this two-story home. Andy takes me on a quick tour of the house. Now, this is a children's bedroom where at least three bullets came through the walls. Here's the living room, which did not escape damage. And I'm looking at the ceiling where some of the bullets crashed through, letting in unwanted light.
So, you know, right away I went up with duct tape and I covered the holes up because it was in the spring and yellow jackets were flying around looking for a place to live. And there was concern that it had damaged electrical wires, possibly hit a gas line, something like that. But it turns out it was all damage to the siding, the wood structure underneath, and then damage to the sheetrock on the inside.
So Andy Fellner did what most of us would do. He made a phone call to his insurance company, Quincy Mutual.
Now, the process starts where I just made a phone call that was an inquiry.
The next step was to get an estimate of the damage, which Fellner believed was about $15,000. But an adjuster working for Quincy Mutual initially offered less than $5,000.
There's something about insurance companies and the way that these claims are filed that I don't understand.
Fellner says it would take a master's degree to understand.
And maybe it just comes down to company policy wanting to pay as little as you have to. But it was definitely a very long, arduous process for me to get reimbursement.
But this wasn't your ordinary claim. This wasn't a tree falling on a house or a kitchen fire or a fender bender in the snow. This was the fallout from a street battle with guns and improvised bombs, a chase and a manhunt that left one of the suspected Marathon bombers dead and a community shaken. In the time it takes to get ready for bed, hundreds of rounds struck nearly two dozen homes, including Kayla DiPaolo's.
My whole house is all doors and windows, so I just crouched down my doorway and I saw bullet holes start flying in the living room and the kitchen.
Kayla DiPaolo and her uncle live in a house just down the street from Andy Fellner's that was caught in the crosshairs of the gunfight nearly 1 year ago.
Do you think that came from Tsarnaev's or from the police?
It was all from the police. It was friendly fire. Didn't feel so friendly at the time.
But DiPaolo says she doesn't blame the police.
They were just doing their job. I don't want to say, well, you shot my house, so you should pay for it, when you were just trying to protect me. I think the insurance companies really should have just stepped up and just made it an easy thing and just said, look, they put their lives on the line. You know, we're more than happy to take care of this.
But that's not how insurance companies work, regardless of the circumstances. A spokesman for the Property Casualty Insurers Association of America, which represents insurance firms, told WGBH that an event such as the Marathon bombing can produce claims that are complicated, and insurance coverage questions ultimately depend on the specifics of the individual policies. Since most of the damage was caused by police firing on suspected terrorists, who should pay to repair the homes and cars?
What we wanted to do, the town manager and the chief of police and myself, is we at least wanted to get the deductibles paid for.
Watertown Police Captain Raymond Dupuy commanded officers the night of the shootout. Town officials say the violence that night could never have been anticipated.
The town's insurance company said something similar, that it was due to no fault of ours, due to no negligence on the part of the towns.
So whose responsibility was it? That was the question that Kayla DiPaolo and her uncle were left with as they started combing through their homeowner's policy to figure out who should pay for the damage to their house.
But the insurance company was fighting with the town of Watertown, saying that the town of Watertown should pay for it. Town of Watertown wanted to say that the FBI should pay for it. A lot of questions, a lot of interviews. It was a pain.
A similar pain for Andy Fellner, who says for months he experienced the same runaround, but says dealing with the town and his insurer were different experiences altogether.
The town was the opposite of the insurance company. They were very quick and easy to deal with.
Captain Dupuy says police approach Watertown officials and ask them to pay some of the cost incurred by homeowners.
You know, there was a lot of damage to all the houses, and that's a lot of, you know, money for the town, you know, to pay out. So we weren't obligated to do it. But they said that if we wanted to explore the possibility of helping the residents out, that they would support us.
And the greatest out-of-pocket costs for dozens of families were deductibles.
So we figured if we at least could get the deductibles paid for, that way they wouldn't lose anything out of pocket.
Some insurance companies did come forward, and some of them did waive the deductibles. Others did not.
Angie Cornelis serves on the Watertown Town Council.
It was a financial hardship for them, dealing with the insurance companies and facing deductibles, whether it be $500, $1,000.
Even up to $1,500. A handful of the 33 or so homeowners were satisfied with their interaction and payouts from their insurance companies, including Christina Killian.
And they paid for everything and, you know, come over, took a look at the house. We were, you know, very happy with everything.
Killian was represented by an insurance broker in Watertown. Her home was punctured by bullets and shrapnel from a pressure cooker bomb. But unlike some of her neighbors, her insurance experience was pleasant.
I heard a lot of the people that use the e-insurance didn't fare so well.
One Watertown insurance broker, Bradley Michaels, represented some of the residents whose homes were shot up and warns that anyone can find dirt cheap insurance. But in the final analysis, it's about having the right coverage, even under these circumstances.
In a lot of cases, that's the problem with big, huge agencies and or big direct writer companies, where you're getting somebody on the line from a different state, sometimes even a different country, just giving you price. And insurance is not price. It's about coverage.
Andy Fellner says it's also about process. And perhaps no Watertown resident went to such heights as Fellner.
There was definitely a lot of back and forth, you know, including an email that I got from the insurance company that asked me to cut off a section of my house and mail it to a certain address.
Which required this teacher and sometimes carpenter to get up on a ladder with a saw.
So I got up on a ladder one morning and cut a chunk of aluminum siding. And, you know, there were little things like that that just happened for a very long time.
Fellner says for nearly 5 months, he was being nickeled and dimed by his insurance company.
You know, in the beginning, they paid us not even enough to side that one side. I think the original check was $4,500.
How much would it cost in your view?
I would guess closer to $6,000 or $7,000.
But that was just for one side of the house made of aluminum siding. Fellner says he was ready to play hardball with his insurer, Quincy Mutual.
I did have a couple of trump cards that I was ready to play if I had to.
Which one are you looking at?
Well, I have a photograph of a bullet hole above a two-year-old's bed. I never went to the media on this and showed them these images. No one's really seen them except for, you know, my family. That's a card that I was willing to play if I had to in order to get the insurance company to stop playing games.
Fellner's insurance company, Quincy Mutual, declined to be interviewed for this story. But a spokesperson told WGBH that, quote, additional compensation is available to the Fellners, even if they did some of the repairs themselves, so long as the work is completed within a two-year time frame. Today, I'm standing in front of the Fellner home here on Laurel Street, where brand new aluminum siding reflects the hope of spring, but at an out-of-pocket cost.
I'd done a lot of the work myself, and I'd say at the end of the day, we ended up having to pay several thousand dollars, which I don't think is fair.
Andy Fellner says, call me naive if you like, but he thought that the violent events of April 19th, 2013, unprecedented and shocking as they were, would have produced a different insurance outcome.
I definitely thought it would have been a simpler process than it was. I think that it should not have been as drawn out as it was. I think there should have been a little more sympathy on the behalf of the homeowners for what we'd gone through.
Nearly a year after the Boston Marathon bombing and the wild shootout in Watertown, life has returned to normal in this community. All of the homeowners whose residences were riddled with gunfire have settled with their insurance companies. Quincy Mutual told WGBH that it wants the Fellner family, and I quote here, to understand that if they are not satisfied with the payment plus the supplemental, they are always welcome to talk directly to Quincy Mutual to discuss their concerns, unquote. Meanwhile, some families told us that these days they pay a lot closer attention to the small print on some policies that read, in the event of terrorism. In Watertown, I'm Philip Martin, WGBH Boston Public Radio.